We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for the exclusive home for Red Sox baseball. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston, a radio.com sports station. Time now for Dan Cilio on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Final hour of the program here at EEI, your boy Cilio. We welcome you in. Don't be shy now. 617-779-7937. Before I get into resetting from the first hour, this is Brad Stevens' fault. This is the players' fault why they're down 2-1. And by the way, Celtics aren't better than the Bucks. Stop thinking that. You're not. You know why you're not? Prove it. Not this crystal ball stuff where you rub it and go, hey, I think we're better, and you shake the magic eight ball and you just assume you're better, because that's what the pundits told you at the beginning of the year. Stupid. Those are the people that believe in preseason football polls too, right? Get into that here in a second. I have to throw some shade at the New York Giants again here for their drafting of Dave Brown at quarterback. I mean it. Dave Brown is the guy they draft. I know some of you out there think it's Daniel Jones, but to me, it's Dave Brown. I see the same dude. That's Dave Brown to me, dude. And Dave Gettleman goes on these iconic tours through all these stupid sports stations in New York and all around the country, justifying his pick. Have you ever in your life ever heard Bill Belichick justify a draft choice? Hey, we're on the Wednesday. Where was Belichick again? Wasn't he sunbathing?
Barbados. Aptly named Barbados Belichick by Mark James.
Wait a minute. Hey, you can't make that up. You know what I mean? I mean, you're suntanning when the draft is on. You can't make that up. You understand that, right? That's really awesome.
Barbados Belichick.
I think that is so awesome of a rip for every other team that doesn't have their you-know-what together, like the stupid-ass New York Giants. You know, by the way, you know Belichick covets that job still to this day. He covets that job, the New York Giant job. Oh, when he was ceremoniously passed over for Ray Hanley, you think that, oh my God, I grew up in that organization. I know that organization since I've been 10. He covets that job. And past its deal, it's just like Lombardi coveted the New York Giant job too. You understand that? Lombardi was an assistant coach when my uncle played in New York. And he coveted that job. He wanted that job. He was offered the job. He said, nah, we've got a good thing going in Green Bay. Same thing with Belichick. Oh, my God, he coveted the New York Giant job. And to watch the Giants right now just falling all over themselves, it's hilarious. They may win a couple more games this year, but that ship has sailed with Eli. That ship sailed with Eli? Think of this for a second, too. That turd beat Brady twice. Can you believe that? How's that possible? That turd beat Brady twice. God dang. Right? That guy who hasn't had a, like, a good year in the last 5 years beat Brady. Man, you talk about luck. That guy's the Jim Plunkett of today. You realize that, right? Jim Plunkett won 2 Super Bowls. So did Eli. But what's funny is I might take Plunkett over Eli. 617-779-7937. I'm going to get to your calls here in a second. I want to reset this as we opened up the show here in the first hour. I read the Globe and I read the Herald. First thing they do is they go right for the easy mark. You know what the easy mark is? The coach. Hey, man, the reason we're down 2-1 now is because the coach doesn't understand rotation. He pulls guys in and out. He leaves guys in too long. He's trying to let them figure it out. But, hey, if that's okay, if you think that that's he's getting in the way. But then you know what a lot of people do? They'll reflect back to last year. You know, hey, well, it's a different – every year is a different chapter in the journey of this basketball franchise. That is not on Brad Stevens why the Celtics are down 2-1. They're down 2-1 because they're just not better. And some of you think they are. They're not. They've been the more consistent basketball team all year. They've got the best record in the NBA for a reason. And they got the best player on the planet right now. Some would say Joel Embiid has moved himself up the notch, along with KD right there, those three guys. Those are your three best players. I'll throw Kyrie in there. I think it's been awful fun watching this playoffs without LeBron. And bitches and crying and whining and all that other stuff of his. I'm so sick of that guy. I can't wait. How about this? I never thought I'd say this. I can't wait for that guy to go away. I didn't say that about Jordan. I clearly would never say that about Brady. I can't wait for LeBron to go away. Even with Kobe, who I thought was an absolute turd as a teammate, I would never have said that about Kobe. But LeBron, I'm sick of his game. I'm sick of the whole thing. So I've actually been enjoying myself for the playoffs. It's been fun to watch. Rich, appreciate you coming to Port WEI. Thank you, my friend.
Oh, you're welcome. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, man.
Thank you. You know, about the starting five tonight, and maybe going forward, I would very possibly want to see what you think about this, have Gordon Hayward start with Kyrie, and have Tatum come in off the bench.
All right, I appreciate the call.
Couldn't tell if he was asleep or not.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, I'm just going to take a sip of Coke here. So, Coca-Cola, thank you, folks. I'm just, hold on for a second. Let's start doing things that, you know, let's start doing crazy things now during the middle of the playoffs to take us out of a rhythm or any kind of rhythm we may be trying to build or cohesiveness, or let's do something that would send a vibe to everyone else in the locker room that would show that we're panicking. What is the number one thing you don't want to show right now when you're down in a series? Panic. And you start doing stupid-ass things that are uncommon for what you've done the last month and a half of the season or the last year of what you've done as a team. I don't care what sport it is. That sends vibes into your locker room as panicking. That's one thing you don't want is panic. And Brad has got this. Now, this is where, again, on Monday, when we watched this team, did the Celtics panic? You're down 2-1. Okay? Middle of the series. Game 4. Hey, man, big game. Absolutely. They're all big games. Yeah, I know. Strong take, right? But don't panic. Can't show any signs of that as a coach. That's when you lose your team in your locker room. Man, they're looking for leadership right now. By the way, who do you think has to have more leadership right now? The coach or the star? Where's Kyrie Irving in this whole thing? Kyrie got his. Excuse me, Antonio Brown. I mean, Kyrie. That's what I'm going to start calling him. Antonio Brown. I'm going to start calling him Antonio Irvin. Got mine. Well, that ain't good enough. Getting mine. Bitching about the referees. Hey, man, let's hear that comment again about him moaning and crying about referees. And if we have that also, that comment which Steven's talking about, how stupid it is to even listen to the fact that referees may have played a factor in why that game last night was really not close. Okay, I mean, end of the day here. You know, when Stevens is sitting here and saying, you can't use excuses for refereeing and all, he's right. You can't. You know, and to Kyrie's, into his side of it, you know what? He was asked the question. How about the Brad Stevens one first here, Eamon? Let's hear that.
I don't complain about officials. We got a lot of stuff we have to do better, and they have a hard job, and we focus on us and the controllables, and that's the bottom line.
Of course, that's exactly right, okay? And, again, I want to preface this by saying, look, I'm ripping Irvin, but Irvin was asked the question. So, again, a tempered rip here when you hear his response here to what Brad said about the referees.
You know, what are you really going to do is slowing the game down. So the run that you would hope to make in a quarter like that doesn't happen. I mean, shot 22 on the game. I mean, it's getting ridiculous at this point. You know, it's just slowing the game down. So
again, you know, the referee comments here as I opened up the program too. Those are lame. Those are weak. Those are excuses. I when you lose a game. The excuses are out the door with me. This player accountability and you just not showing up. And you in the third and fourth, and the Celtics just basically getting run off the floor. Okay? That's what it is. We had a guy earlier in the show call in. 617-779-7937. 617-779-7937. Say that I'm defending Brad. No, I'm not really defending Brad. He's like the, I don't know, he's like the king in the hole, I get it, on the whole chessboard. But, dude, there's so many other moving parts here. The players and the pieces that are on the chessboard, those are the main players.
Your defense of Brad Stevens leaves a lot to be desired, to be honest.
Again, I'm not defending him. I'm ripping the players for not showing up. Is that and as I asked earlier, there's too much of that today in sports. Oh, it's the coach's fault. It's Bill Belichick's fault that he pulled Malcolm Butler. Well, you really think that cost him that Eagle game? The Eagles took it to the Patriots in that Super Bowl. And that's what happened this year, is that the Patriots are not going to have anything taken to them. They took it to the Rams. Don't kid yourself. That was no fluke win by the Eagles. They may be a one-year wonder, but they took it to the Patriots in that Super Bowl. They beat their ass up front. That's how they won that Super Bowl. And Nick Foles with the Philly special, hey, you, whatever. They beat them up with the best D and O line that day in the Super Bowl. And that was a fact. You could make the argument that the Eagles have one of the top two O-lines and D-lines, and if you want to put the combo together, and all of the NFL. That's how they pounded the Patriots. They had it taken to them. You can cry all you want. Oh, Malcolm Butler, that had nothing to do with it. That was a distraction that probably aggravated Belichick, surely. That's why when they, look at what the Patriots did, too. Three games they played. Took it to the Chargers. Took it to the Chiefs, and took it to the Rams. The same way the Eagles went through their Super Bowl run a year previous. They took it to teams. Were they the more talented? No, but they whipped your ass at the line of scrimmage. That's how they won them games. And that's how they're probably going to win games this year. You know, whip ass again up front. I agree, though. The loss of the O-lineman and the offensive tackle is going to be a hurt. But they'll overcome it like they always do because they know how to adjust. But there's player accountability on that team. The Celtics, what did you really expect Brad Stevens to go into his Phil Jackson like Zen dust bag and just start throwing dust out going, ooh, I want you guys to play better. Ooh, let's play. Dude, that doesn't work like that. All right, the draft from a week ago, I didn't get a chance to hit much on it. We hit a little bit on it in the first hour. And like I told you, getting the kid Harry from Arizona State, sure. How many draft choices, I don't know, Amy, maybe you can help me on this one. How many draft choices truly make gigantic impacts on a Patriot team every year?
Very low percentage.
I mean, right? In the 18 years or 19 years this thing has been operating, how many draft choices have really in their first or second year all of a sudden just been, man, that guy is unbelievable? Not really. I say that all the time with, like, Pat Riley, too. How many draft choices has Pat Riley ever outside of D. Wade, have there been in Miami that you went, man, that guy, what, Caron Butler back in the day? Was, I think Caron Butler may have been one of his only all-star draft choices. All right? Caron Butler, I think, is the only guy that comes to my mind. And D. Wade, since he's been running the Heat, most of it has been free agents signing big-name guys, putting the right pieces together, and using those draft guys as role players. Right? That's kind of what the Pats do. So when you talk to me about, hey, give me a grade, Sills. I got a guy on my Twitter, at Dan Silio Show. Give me a grade. I don't give grades for draft choices. That's gimmicky Todd McShay stupid-ass stuff. And what's the guy with the hair? Mel Kiper? That's gimmick stuff. There's no such thing as a grade in the NFL on a Monday after a draft. No such thing. Anybody who does it is filling time. It's dumb. NFL players don't, those kids don't even have helmets yet. Or jock straps. And you're giving grades? You don't give a grade for a player for 3 years. Okay? Why do you think the average life expectancy, I should say, the career expectancy of a player in the NFL is 3 years? Why do you think that is? The average player that gets drafted or plays in the NFL is 3 years. Why do you think that is? Because after 3 years, they figure you out. You're either a player or not, and they jettison you out of the league. That's why the average player length of a career is 3 years. And the fourth year is because that's when your benefits kick in. And if you're not ready and good enough, they fire you. Well, if you play 3 years, you know, well, that's why it's that number. I know everyone doesn't realize that, but that's why that is. If you're not a player by 3 years, you're gone. That's the average. And then the 3 percenters that move on have great NFL careers after 3 years. So talking about a Patriot draft is ridiculous. It is. I mean, we'll find out in a couple of, like I said, this team this year is still going to win the AFC East and going to go to the AFC Championship game. Do they win a Super Bowl? I don't know. All right, I want to hit on Alex Cora. How many people believe that Alex Cora is basically a one-year wonder as manager? You think he's the right guy moving forward? Is he closer to Farrell? Or is he closer to Terry Francona? He's not Bobby Valentine. Where is he? Is he a Francona type guy? Do you think he's more closer to a comparison of a Terry Francona? Or do you think he's more like a Farrell? We'll hit on that next here on WEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now back to Dan Cilio on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
I don't know. I look at this team and it's not the same as it has been. And Tom Brady is always the difference maker, and Gronkowski was always the eraser, and he's gone now. So it's gonna be interesting to see. But I think they're vulnerable for the first time since Tom Brady took over as a starting quarterback.
What's the word for that? Well, not very smart. That's the word.
I think it's almost like Groundhog Day. How many times and how many years are we just going to hear the same narrative? Just coming out of a different pie hole. Your boy Cilio here, EEI, getting you ready for Red Sox baseball.
He is going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah. Oh, the greatness of Max Kellerman. Ooh. Another. Is that hot take or first take or something take or bad take? It's like Tupac, no Pac. Tupac, none.
Cliff.
Tupac, no Pac. Upac, none. Okay. Yeah, I'm boys with Ice Cube, so it's all good. Jesus, criminy, man. How many times are we going to hear dumbasses like Todd McShay make comments like that? The Patriots, well, do you think people just play the averages? Like, eventually you're going to die, right? Like, we're all going to die eventually. Hey, I think this is the year that you die, Cilio. I know some of you out there hope so. But, hey, this is the year you die. Yeah, when I'm 90, I mean, dude, you've been doing this for 20 years. You've been saying I'm going to die every year. This is the year that they're not going to be the same.
I think they're vulnerable.
Really? I'm more vulnerable than ever, man. Because, hey, when you eat those oatmeal wheels like I do, okay, I'm more vulnerable than ever before, too. Jesus, criminy, man. Patriots vulnerable? Never. Has Tom Brady done something that no other quarterback has done, or maybe even and no other player has done? Has he defied time? Yeah, but he's done it right. You know, if Carmelo Anthony had done the same thing as Tom Brady, Carmelo Anthony may have been a star player in this league. I mean, and some of you think he is. I never thought he was. Carmelo Anthony's accolades were off the NBA court. NCAA and Olympics. Other than that, I don't know. The guy was a good player. To be a superstar player, that guy was not a team. That's not a guy you build your team around. I'm not building my team around that dude. Again, like I said, all of his accolades are non-NBA related. And then somehow we tie it in, that guy's a star. Well, because he never took care. Yeah, the guy's eating Cheetos at 46. Brady doesn't even want to eat a strawberry. Right? I mean, that's what makes this guy, because it's focus. It's focus. It's tiring to be focused like that. You know what stops a lot of those elite guys? It's just the fact they run out of steam. That's what's been so remarkable about Tom, is Ben, he doesn't run out of steam. He's managed his time well, and he's done the most important thing. You know what that is? He's not left, and he's been in a comfort zone with Bob Kraft and Bill Belichick. You know, there'll be a dynamic one day. 617-779-7937. There'll be a dynamic one day where this conversation will be asked, and I wonder how people would think about it. Who was more important to the Patriot dynasty, Belichick or Brady? What do you think was? What fueled the other? You know, there was a debate years ago about whether or not Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. Who was the architect and who was the more instrumental straw that stirred the drink when it came to that 49er dynasty? That question was asked, and it will be again. Who was more important? You think Tom Brady would have had the same success if Bill Belichick is not the head football coach? I don't. You think Bill Belichick would have had the same success without Tom Brady? You don't think that Bill Belichick could have developed another Tom Brady? Or do you think that that was instilled in Tom Brady on how he approaches his life? He had to get it from somewhere. Who do you think he mimicked in his work ethic? Maybe it came from his home, his parents. There could have been some of that. But don't you think also, too, that the guy who was in that room, Belichick showed you how hard you had to work and how focused you had to be? What do you think Belichick's greatest strength is? What's his greatest strength? His greatest strength is no days off. And he lives by that code. No days off, dude. Right, I get it. Tiring, all that stuff. I asked a question going into this timeout about Alex Cora. Do you think he's closer? By the way, 6:05, we'll hand it off to the guys getting ready for Red Sox baseball. White Sox tonight, right here, of course, on the home of the champs. You think Alex Cora is closer to being a Terry Francona type, or do you think he's more closer to being a Farrell? I'm partial to how he handles his team. I've got a history with Alex Cora. So it's hard for me not to think that I think we have one of the absolute brightest managers in all of Major League Baseball. This has been a team that has been on a journey the last couple years. Winning a championship a year ago, the most iconic season in Red Sox history. Getting the win, winning the series, and getting out to a limp start here in 2019. Is that on the manager? Here. Is that on the manager, too? I mean, Celtic fans, you just got through telling me, and I think half the room that I talked to today has blamed Brad Stevens. Do you also put that on Alex Cora for the slow start for the Red Sox? You can't have it both ways. See, personally, again, for me, this is all on the players. I'm not deviating. I don't care what sport it is. Now, I made the point to you before that I thought that coaches and managers can get in the way of one another. But is that also an are you blaming Alex Cora for the Red Sox slow start? I'm not. Hey, the Rays are for real. They're for real. And maybe, hey, look, this team's going to go the way Betts goes. We see that. Sales gets his first win last night. And it is time for Chris Sale to beat Chris Sale. They need it. Joe Castiglione's right. But be patient. That's the toughest thing for everyone to do, is to be patient. Just win a championship. As I said the last time I was on the show, here's a team that's averaged 100 wins 2 years in a row. They've played a lot of baseball. You don't think you're going to figure this thing out. I do. I think you're going to figure this out because there's a track record. That's what always kills me when we start. Like, you hear McShay, we came into this segment here talking, I think the Patriots are vulnerable this year. Where would he get that from? What moment in the last 15 years makes you think that? Again, fake news. There's nothing tangible to put that on where you think the Patriots are vulnerable, except for injuries, maybe. Okay, the Patriots have another dynamic, Father Time, absolutely. Hey, I said a comment a couple years ago. I think this is now, get this. I said this about 4 years ago, that the Patriots would not win 10 ball games. Boy, did I look like a dumbass. I just assumed that Father Time was going to take the franchise down like it's taken everybody down. Then I realized after that, this is something different and special. It's different and special. Same thing here with the Red Sox. I think Alex Cora is a special manager. I think he's closer to Terry. I know Tito. And I think he's closer to that. With a player's edge like Tito had, I think Tito's demeanor's a little bit more calmer. I think Alex has a little bit more fire. And I think he has, how about this? His passion is more visible than what Tito Francona had. So it could come off a little bit like, well, his passion may get in the way. That's not the case. You can ask AJ Hinch that when he was there in Houston. That's not who Alex Cora is. And going all the way back to his college days at Miami, that's kind of just what he is. He's a passionate guy. Loves what he does. There's that word love again. He's not a one-year wonder manager. You can get that out. He's not. They right the ship. Are they going to be able to do two of the most important things as they get past the All-Star break, though? Here's where we look at, and that is the benchmark. Are the Rays still for real? And by the way, I do think they are for real. And I've thought that for the last 3 years, and actually, I covered that team for 10 years. They are real. And then the Yankees are going to get healthier. All right, last segment of the show.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now back to Dan Cilio on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
A lot. I mean, I think we have to build off of what we did in Game 4, but we all know that, in the playoffs, you expect the best out of the team that you're going to face, and it's going to be another tough battle, but that being said, it's going to be back at home.
You work so hard to get the home ice advantage back. How important is that to keep that going tonight?
Yeah, it's important. I think we've been very good all year at home, and, that's going to continue, and like you said, we've worked hard to get back and tie this series up, and now it's we're all focused on Game 5.
Round 2, Game 5, all squared up, 2 games apiece. Blue Jackets and Bruins at the Garden tonight. Boy, Cilio getting ready for Red Sox baseball. I love the NHL playoffs. Outside of watching the Celtics and a little bit of the 76ers, I haven't really been that engaged with the NBA playoffs. I have, though, with the NHL playoffs. It's the greatest format in all of sports. It's the greatest postseason, I think, in sports. Hot goaltending, great blue line play. The team, every night is different. Effort plays such a factor, especially in a series like this. Man, this has been physical, and this has been every single shift matters. It's been really awesome to watch. The difference here is a little bit Celtic-like with the Bruins, right? Up and down on shift play. Blue Jackets are clearly not talent level on the side of the Bruins. However, they're playing more consistent. Is that fair? Blue Jackets have, I think they've shocked people, especially what they did in the opening round against Washington. That's a damn good hockey team, Columbus. And man, they are physical in the corners. They really are. Watching that Dallas game last night. I mean, every single, God, I love watching. And, you know, my 3 decades doing sports talk radio, the most accessible guys in all of sports are the hockey guys. I told you, I mean, I've posted the picture numerous times about my friendships with guys like Esposito and Orr and Gretzky, and some of my dearest friends are those guys. Steve Yzerman, great to see Yzerman back in Detroit. These guys are all like friends of mine. I mean, guys, Esatikin, I mean, just endless list. I gravitate to those guys. And every time you see a playoff game, you see how much pride they play with those sweaters. It's going to be another battle tonight here. Goaltending has been sensational for the Bruins. It really has. Bergeron has been a little, to me, a little up and down in the series. But it's been absolutely must-watch lean-forward television. I love it, man. It's great. And what an opportunity for the Bruins, too. Look at all the division leaders that are now been knocked out of the playoffs, too, right? You talk about a yellow brick road. But it's funny, there's no yellow brick road in the NHL playoffs. Man, every series and every round you get to, it doesn't matter if you're a one seed, the President's Cup winner. It doesn't matter if you have the Art Ross. It doesn't matter what you have. If whoever's on, it does not matter in that sport. That's what separates the NHL. It's just great, and I enjoy it. Amon, this is a big game tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big one.
Am I right with my assessment there of Boston? They've been up and down, and that's what's allowed Columbus to stay in it?
I think if Boston had played up to their full potential, this would have been a shorter series than it's going to be.
You think it's would have been a 5-game series instead of where we're going now, where it could be, boy, if Boston gets this win tonight, they could end this thing in 6. But if they drop this game on home ice, this is 7-gamer.
Yeah, I think they could have won in 5.
I've been so enjoying this. It really has been really great, must lean forward television. The whole thing, too, man. I mean, I've enjoyed every one of these games. And then, too, again, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, I think Monday is game 6, if I'm not mistaken. I think. So, great sports. And I opened the show with doing this, too. Listen, what's so great about doing sports talk here in Boston is look at where we are with all of our sports teams. I mean, how much jealousy people have around the country right now. Look, how about this? Would you rather be a sports fan in New York, or would you rather be a sports fan in Boston? Really, think of that for a minute. This is Championshipville. Championshipville, not just rooting for your Islanders or whomever. Expectations. Starts with the Patriots, obviously. What a great run. What a remarkable run. I don't know in all the years that I've been doing this if I've ever seen a city dominate sports the way we have here. I'm trying to go back and think. Did Los Angeles ever? I don't remember. I'm thinking New York in 69 maybe, when the Knicks and the Jets. But I really can't. I've never seen anything like it. But there's an expectation, right? That's why we have all these conversations, and that's why sports talk is king in Boston. sports stations are dominant here for a reason. I've said this on this show too. These sports teams represent civic pride. That's what this is about. It's civic pride. When you have your Red Sox and your Patriots and your Bruins and you go down and you buy your jerseys and all. It's about civic pride. It's great, man. There's nothing more that brings... How about this? In a time of our country right now, when so many things divide us, isn't this one of the few things that pulls us together? You could be Republican and Democrat sitting next to one another at Fenway Park or at Gillette or at the Garden. There's very few places like that left in our country where we can actually go and do things in harmony like that. Right? That's what makes what we're seeing and what's going on right now here remarkable, is that we have this great civic pride for all these teams. I love it. I enjoy doing this here every single week because this is not covering a team. You know how lame it is to cover a team? I'll tell you the lamest thing you can do is cover the Marlins. Try that for a bit. I did that for like 4 years covering the Marlins. What a nightmare that is. Nobody likes the team. Everyone hates it. And now even with Jeter running it, people still hate the team. And it's a team that won 2 World Series. And no one cares. And no one shows up. And they hope they get the hell out of town. And they knocked my Orange Bowl down for that stupid-ass stadium that they have now down there in South Florida. Nobody cares. Utterly ridiculous. All right. As we opened up the show here, I hope to God that at least, look, I know that many of you, when we, you know, I was listening to Mark James and the guys prior to coming on the air. Look, man, I started the program off. And you know what? I don't know if I have the right conversation when it comes to whether or not you're buying into how I look, because I'm always going to come from a player's mentality and from that side of the aisle. So maybe if you thought maybe I was wrong, that's fine. Sox, Joe Castiglione, Josh Lewin will be on your call. Listen, those guys are right. Time to step up and step in. Time to have a different gear here. Because now it's getting into the time of the season where you're doing this now. Time to play some ball. Okay? Time to play some ball. Also, same thing with this Celtics team on Monday night. Guys, this is not Brad Stevens' issue. This is players showing up in the third and fourth and playing their backsides off. That's what this comes down to. This comes down to showing up and playing hard and doing the right thing. And you know what that is? Playing as a unit. I'll tell you this. I brought this point up earlier in the program about Kyrie Irving. I don't blame anybody but Kyrie on this. You're like, wait a minute, he had 29. No, I don't care about his points. His number one job is to make everyone else on that team better. Same. You heard Brady a couple nights ago on Jimmy Kimmel. Why do you think Brady takes less money? You think Kyrie Irving would take less money this summer? Do you think he would take less money? You think he'd give the Celtics a hometown cooking, or do you think that this guy's looking for a max deal? These guys are all looking for max deals. Brady never looked for a max deal in his entire life. He never looked to be the highest paid guy. There's the difference right there. The difference between Tom Brady and Kyrie Irving is in money, and along with other numerous things. So when you see and you have the gold standard in Brady, that is an absolute, that is the gold standard of how athletes win. Brady and that dumb Jimmy Kimmel appearance gave you the secret. I take less money because winning means more to me. Right? As simple soundbite as that. He tried cooling it up with his hot wife, Giselle. You know, she makes more money than me. She makes $50 million a year. Whatever. But he's right. Brady gave you the secret sauce, man. He takes less money. You imagine Tom Brady on the open market in his prime? That contract that Aaron Rodgers signed looked like a stupid contract compared to what he just signed for. That's why that guy wins so many games, man. Because winning became a priority. I'm wondering, is Kyrie Irving, come Monday, he's got to be better than Giannis. Giannis has taken that team. After that game won, he went like this, man. This is completely on me here. Such a thrilling time, though. I'm sitting here barking at Kyrie Irving, Patrice Bergeron, Tom Brady, Chris Sale, Mookie Betts. What a great time, man. Great. Just wonderful time of the year. Really was. Red Sox get a win last night, 6-1. Chris Sale goes 6, gets his first win of the year. Another game coming up here with your White Sox and Red Sox. Not a must win. But I agree with Joe Castiglione. It's time to kick it into gear here. Josh Lewin will also be on the call as they finish up this series here. And then they start maybe again their stretch run here where we see a little bit of that baseball team of a year ago that ended up having themselves a champagne year where they ended up popping the corks and they end up winning a World Series. Eamon, as usual, sensational stuff. You got us around for the 3 hours. All you great fans of Boston, we totally appreciate the way everybody jumps aboard with us. Don't forget, also, you can come aboard with me on my Twitter, at Dan Cilio Show. We'll stay connected as we get you ready for Red Sox baseball again. Joe Castiglione, Josh Lewin on the call. You make sure you guys have yourself a sensational weekend, and we shall catch you on the flip side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.